everyone. Welcome back. We're going to conclude this little mini series on Did My Dream Die? And that's going to be a question that, you know, will forever live in infamy, essentially. No matter with what adversities we're faced with, whatever challenges we're faced with, the negativity we're faced with, or even the positivity we're faced with, we're always going to end up at some point in time wondering, did my dream die? And only we can answer that question for ourselves. And, you know, I encourage people to start a journal. You know, I had mentioned it earlier. Start a journal and ask yourself two simple questions. The first question you're going to write in your journal is, what's stopping me? And that's what you need to ask yourself when you're hit with some challenges, some difficulties, or, you know, something alters your path in the direction that you want to go. Like, ask yourself, what's stopping me? Write that question down. Remember it. And then write your response out. And then the next question you're going to ask yourself is, do I really believe that? And you will be amazed by the type of responses that you can come up with based off the first question. So, you know, I just really encourage that we need to put an end to because it's going to be so hard to. It's something that's always going to happen no matter what stage of life we're in. There's always going to be some sort of form of CPTSD. You know, I strongly admit that I do get anxiety, and I do have a lot of stress in my life and stress factors and things that do stress me out. And I do try to hide a lot of it. Sometimes I'm very good at it. Anxiety, I'm really bad with it. It actually causes like physical ailments once I start getting anxiety. But it's because I was always kind of put down when I was trying to do something new for the first time, and it would just get me anxious. Like, you know, just all worked up in a sense where I don't need someone yelling at me and get me to try to do something when I know it's hard. Like, tell me what I need to do to succeed instead of just telling me to figure it out on my own. And me as a parent, I will admit, I may have said that once or twice in the lives of my kids, you know, figure it out. But that is the wrong answer. We need to be able to give the tools for success to our, not necessarily give. We don't want to do that. Like, really, like, we can't just give things to help people succeed, but we can guide them and show them, especially our kids, our friends, our colleagues, family members, anyone that's facing some sort of downward spiral impact that is may or may not be affecting the goal or the dream that they're trying to achieve. We need to be able to guide them to the tools that they need. By showing them how to do that, and by being more of a positive influence, like Big John had the positive influence. And, you know, not many people can sit there and say, oh, I had great positive influence growing up. Let's be fucking real with ourselves. Let's really be real with ourselves. I didn't have that positive influence. You all can't say you had that positive influence.
I realize that very few people have had that experience.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't want to talk about, because in my last episode I did, I'm fine. I talked about that stigmatism where, especially with men, men couldn't talk about their feelings. Yeah. It was so downplayed because they were called names. They were stigmatized to be weak if they talked about their emotions. Yeah. Kids these days, especially young kids, don't understand really their emotions. They act a certain way. When I was deployed, I talked to my kids. My son said to me that he had a rough day in school. I said, "Why? What happened?" And he said, "I don't know. I just got mad." I said, "Well, what made you mad?" He goes, "I don't know, but I felt sad too." And I couldn't quite comprehend it. I was like, "Oh, well, you know, maybe it was just a bad day in school." He's like, "No, it was a good day. It was just I had a bad day." But looking at it now and doing my research, it's that trauma that he was going through with me being 6,000 miles away from home that was causing him to have these emotions. And I necessarily didn't just push it away, but I didn't address it to him the way I needed to. And he had those emotions, didn't understand why he had those emotions. And kids, when they have these types of emotions or they start having these emotions, we as parents are guilty of shooing it away. Because now we're creating more of a problem in today's society. We need to put an end to it. We need to be able to be that support for each other. We need to be able to be the kindling for someone's fire. Like, your kindling could be out there somewhere and you just don't know it yet. My kindling can be out there and I just don't know it yet. Don't be afraid to talk. It may take some time to find the right person, but in the end, you will be amazed by the amount of people that go through, have gone through, and are currently going through what you're going through. You know, I encourage people to reach out and find a community that fosters confidence and sets you up for success. And that takes time too. Like, you're not just gonna, you know, open up Facebook or TikTok one day and just be like, "Oh, here's someone. Let me try talking. Let me tell them everything. Let me show them how I feel and see if they feel the same way." A lot of times it takes time to build that. But other times too, you can just find that right community. But be mindful, because not everyone's going through what you've gone through. Not everyone understands the emotions that you feel about what you went through or are currently going through. So, you know, achieving your dreams start with believing anything's possible. Like, and it's, just because it says impossible doesn't mean it's impossible. Impossible also means I'm possible. It's possible for me to achieve this. It's possible for me to get what I need. It's possible for me to have the tools for success. It's possible for me to break the stigmatism that we suffer and endear as men, as kids, as wives, boyfriends, girlfriends. It doesn't fucking matter. You know, the only limitation we're setting is the one we put on ourselves. We need to understand that just because we had that bad molding that molded our brain with negative impacts and negative thinking, we need to break that mold. I know it's going to be a lot before some of your times and everything. And Big John, I'm sure, has seen it and will understand my reference, but in the movie Ghost, when Patrick Swayze's helping do the little, you know, clay thing,
yeah,
that's what we need. We need that Patrick Swayze in our life to help remold our thought process and our brains so that we can get more of a positive impact. We need to change. We need to have Patrick Swayze in our lives. Patrick Swayze is Patrick Swayze. I mean, yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, everyone can have a crush on him. Some people have man crushes. Some don't. So, no judgment.
I just saw a documentary about him.
Yeah.
I Am Patrick Swayze. I highly recommend it.
Okay. But, yeah. Oh, shit. I forgot my Bible. I'll get mine. So, I did have a verse. I got to try to grab my Bible real quick. Give me 1 minute. So yeah, the verse that I wanted to share is 2 Chronicles 15:7. But you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And that's what we need to do. We need to use our hands, use our minds, re-sculpt those that have had such a bad mold. We need to create a new mold in our minds and our souls and our bodies and the minds and souls of those around us. Be that kindling to someone's fire. And I'm sure someone will be the kindling in your fire. Again, we're all in this together. You're never alone at all. Now we're wrapping up here. I really appreciate, you know, everyone listening in. Big John, I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and I really got a lot out of it. Thank you. I appreciate everything, and I hope you were all able to gain a little wisdom from what I had to say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I definitely did. I never really understood a lot of more of the positive side of it. I've always, you know, recognized the negative because it's just, you know, the nature of which I was brought up. It was just the right nature of everything that's happened over time where I've seen people only talk about the negatives. So it was definitely nice you sharing more of a positive side, you know, being able to achieve your dreams. Yeah. And remember, your dreams are never, there's never a limitation to your dreams. You shoot as high as you can.
That's it.
You miss every shot you don't take.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I love you guys. I really appreciate everyone listening in. God bless. Be safe. Reach out if you need someone to talk to.